Discussion of development issues is a recurring subject on WBFO's Press Pass. And this week, a noted developer joins the conversation and offers his pointed critique of plans released last week for 201 Ellicott Street in downtown Buffalo. Simonelli's original proposal called for a Tops Market and new housing at 201 Ellicott Street. There have been changes. Instead of a Tops Market, a wholesale retail produce market is now part of the plan. But there are other alterations, some of which are on the minds of this morning's guests on Press Pass.
Rocco Termini, President, Signature Development.
All right, and I'm Jay Moran here at 2B. Yeah, that's me. Okay, and
Newell Nussbaumer over at Buffalo Rising.
All right, that all sounds good.
It should be noted, Paul Simonelli was invited to talk about 201 Ellicott, but was unavailable for this recording. Rocco Termini, owner of the neighboring Hotel Lafayette, offered a number of questions and concerns.
The other thing is that presently there's 400 cars parked on that lot. They're adding 200 apartments. They're adding this supermarket, so-called supermarket, which will have 60 employees, and they have no parking.
Okay.
So they're displacing 400, adding 200, and a supermarket, and they're providing absolutely no parking.
Proponents of walkable communities might not share that push for parking, but Rocco Termini points out Simonelli originally sought an 800-car underground parking lot for 201 Ellicott. That's no longer part of the plan. There was more.
The building that they're proposing is a steel structure, a structure that you normally see in industrial parks. It just has a fancy front on it.
Okay.
It's a what they call butler buildings, and very cheap. The last thing that you ever want to see in your central business district. You never want to have this. This is the kind of building that's in an industrial park, and most industrial parks have these type of buildings. You don't put this in the central business district of the city of Buffalo.
And also building design and materials and all of those things, too. So how would a building that is basically, as you're saying, a butler building even get passed through the green code standards?
It won't get past the planning board. Let me give you an example.
You were saying that this project will not get past the planning board.
No, I don't think so. Not in its current state. Let me give you a quick example. We're developing Chandler Street. And one of the buildings there is, and most of the buildings, they're all startup companies, and a lot of them are software development companies. All millennials working in these buildings. We put a 50-car parking lot, and we said, oh, they're millennials that are working here. They take public transportation. They take ride sharing. Nobody drives. We're now forced, and we were just before the preservation board yesterday, we're adding 125 parking spaces because there's no place for anybody to park on the street. We're lucky that we had additional land, so we're able to do that. What happens to this project when they find out they need all this parking?
So, okay, Rocco, then, please, then, lay out how this moves forward. You said it's got to go to the planning board. You don't think it's going to pass the planning board. Other projects have been able to get around that, haven't they?
They have, but I will be challenging their seeker in court. And if I have to tie this project up for a year or two, I will, until it's done right. I don't want to do that. I would hope that everybody would come to the table, sit down, and have a rational discussion about what's needed and how we go forward from here. But if that doesn't happen, I'm prepared to go to court and challenge their seeker.
Well, we've got quite an issue here. I can't thank you enough for coming in and discussing with us, Rocco Termini.
Thank you for having me.
Newell Nussbaumer.
Thanks, Jay.
Thank you for bringing this to us as well. This has been Press Pass on WBFO.